Creating waste is unavoidable. It's what we humans do. Yet cities like Milwaukee keep looking for ways to reduce the amount of stuff it sends to landfills. And this year, the city is trying something new: composting kitchen scraps. As WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz discovered, the pilot project is deeply rooted in Bayview.
First, a little history. Back in 2009, Melissa Tashin and some friends set up a small composting system on a slip of empty land in Bayview.
We were looking to create a community garden down the street. We realized that our largest overhead was soil.
So the group began picking up food scraps from local restaurants to add to its compost pile. Tashin unearthed an insatiable appetite to compost kitchen waste. She was on a mission. In 2014, she created Compost Crusader and began picking up organics in the garbage truck she crowdsourced to purchase. She motored it to an old family farm in Caledonia, where James Utrunka and his dad now cook down mountains of food and yard scraps.
It's a richer soil, richer compost than, say, just a carbon source where you just use leaves or brush.
Back in Bayview, Fernwood Montessori became the first school to hop aboard the growing client base, which pleased enthusiastic students such as 7th grader Zeno.
I've had some past experience with composting because my aunt composts. I do a little bit of composting, and I think it's just a really great way to, it's just a win-win for you and the environment.
That prevailing attitude set Melissa Tashin on her next mission, to extend the Bayview movement. Late last year, she helped convince the city of Milwaukee to pilot a home pickup project. Dozens of households signed up, including in the River West and East Side neighborhoods. That's where Carly and Justin Hegarty live.
It's appropriate. Like, we would like to reduce our impact.
The Hegartys show me their new kitchen caddy. They toss everything into it, from carrot scraps to leftovers buried deep in the fridge. When the caddy's full, they toss its contents into the brown cart outside that the hauler picks up every other week. Starting in April, that ramps up to every week. Carly Hegarty says they feel it's an opportunity to do the right thing.
You pay for this, though. You pay right for doing the right thing.
It's $38.25, I want to say, is what we're invoiced for, and that's a small chunk of change for knowing that you're having food that's going to actually be utilized.
The Hegartys are new parents and hope the pilot morphs into an ongoing program.
It will be fun, you know, as our daughter gets older, for kids to kind of get to see, especially when they're cooking with their parents and wondering, you know, well, why aren't you using this piece? Why are you using this? And say, well, it is going to be used. It's going to be used to go back into the ground to grow better soil.
River West resident Brooke Jeffrey spotted posters about the pilot at the restaurant where she works. The recent college grad said she didn't grow up composting, but the program couldn't be easier. She shows me the handy checklist. What can I recycle?
We posted this here so we would also remember what we can throw in the compost.
Cooked and raw vegetables? Yes. Spoiled food and sauces? Okay. Raw meats, fats, oils, and grease? No. Jeffrey and her roommate do loads of cooking, but never come close to filling their outdoor bin, so they reached out.
We also, like, extended this to our neighbors, you know, surrounding areas. We're just like, hey, if anyone else wants to use it.
Yeah, because we're not going to fill up the whole thing by ourselves.
Milwaukee's year-long pilot started in November. Within just 8 days, sign-up hit the maximum, 500 households. Yet Sanitation Services Manager Rick Myers won't wager whether the program will continue.
We know that people think it's cool, would like to do it, but when they're paying the fee for it, in addition to their, you know, regular municipal service bill, what kind of adoption would we have of that?
Compost Crusader Melissa Tashin is betting Milwaukee's program will take off. In fact, she recently purchased a second garbage truck and hired another driver.
I would like for Milwaukee to see how easy it is, to see the full potential of organics diversion. Just like recycling, there is successful ways to dispose and repurpose this material that doesn't have to necessarily break the bank.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.